Hi, I'm Elmer Jensen, and you know who I am. I'm announcing today my entrance into the world of mixed martial arts fighting. Full contact combat sports is what I'm trained for, and there isn't a punk on the MMA scene that can touch my speed, skills, and overwhelming power. Stand by for pay-per-view info coming soon. Get some!
All right, folks, welcome to the Musky 360 Podcast. Jaybird, will you be tuning in? Apparently this Elmer pay-per-view that we'll surely hear about in the future.
It's one of the most important things to hit the Northwoods in a long time. The sheer weight of this announcement is awesome.
It'll be interesting to see who or what he'll be fighting. That is, we'll see. We'll work on that here shortly. Anyway, man, we were a day late and hopefully not a dollar short here. It has been a crazy week. I wanted to say thank you. Thank you. Many thank yous for everybody that got Magnus's. Man, it's crazy.
It sure is. We had a lot of them move.
the fun thing is this now, Jared. It's like we've learned our lesson. Get plenty. Good, man. It's crazy. So thank you. Thank you. But anyway, it is finally. We're finally warming up. It's end of March. We can do our Musky Show season wrap up. It was great to see everybody come by the booth, see old friends and old clients. Guys, we're finally past all that right now.
Yeah.
We're getting, it's fevered pitch, Jay. Finally getting down to the nitty gritty and stuff starting to show up. I love gear and the comings and the goings of the Musky Shop. Smoker. Had to listen, your old boy. Actually, I had to dig through all kinds of crap to find it, and we got it done. It's been a few months. Jay's worked on it and finally got Smoker back in. If you've not fished these, you're missing out. It's a heck of a shallow water, just like erratic crank. They run way shallow.
Yeah, the SS Shads by Smoker Tackle. That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. What does the SS stand for, Jay? What did you ask your dad?
I believe it's super shallow. Oh, but don't pull me on that.
Gotcha.
Easy there.
Easy there, Dagger.
Yeah, we just got the first shipment in more than 2 years yesterday. So yeah. They're just starting to come in, guys. He sent what he had. Yep. So it's the first order for us, and there'll be more coming.
Yeah.
So it's great to see Kyle making baits again, and everything's going good for him. So yeah, it's great to hear.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. So those are exciting. They had been a hard to get if you're a smoker. If you're a smoker shatter. What else? Oh, my. Danco Lunar One Split Ring Pliers.
Bunch of new tools from Danco. Good stuff, and very, very nicely priced, too.
It's tool of the month, Jay.
Tool of the month club.
Tool of the month club. Do you want to know who the tool of the month is?
What's your password?
What's your password? Congratulations, you're the tool of the month.
My password is, it's pretty easy in case anyone wants to use mine for special features. It's called I'm a tool.
Me tool.
That's it.
Me tool. Yeah.
Anyway, you're just me tool.
me tool. Yeah. 420. Anyway. Oh no! There's all kind. Oh, wonderful! We have a cordless fillet knife. Is that musky sized?
I didn't put it real high on the website. Yeah, I kept her down there lower. That's for your panfish and walleye lovers.
Oh man, get your electric walleye.
I did.
It's the Smitties are pissed because they missed their opportunity for an auto shanker. They're just gonna.
Not a big deal. They're using the electric fillet knife for running their chickens. That's
funny. I bet
for cutting
are.
Them up.
No,
yeah, you bet they are.
That's despicable. Anyway, more new stuff to come. Anyway, did want to hip you guys to something. This week has been a blur of busy on a lot of fronts.
Yeah.
And for Jay, just scheduling all this stuff. So sorry, we'll be out back Sunday to norm. But we've kind of teased it around about this crazy real thing. To tell you the backstory, I am in Hungary last year and at that show, and I'm over there, you know, got piles of Krakens and all, we're doing all our thing over there. And there's a little bit of a buzz around this reel, and I'm hearing everybody at the show talk about the reel and all the, and you got to realize this is business to business. This is not like These are industry shows. It's not like going in there and buying baits from people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not like if there's a buzz about something, it's not. I mean, it's hard to get a buzz at an industry show. You know what I'm saying? This is business to business, not oh, I'm gonna go buy some custom baits. Totally different thing.
Yeah. And
everybody's kind of talking about this thing. Oh my goodness, freaking see. Sorry, Jay, you're recording the daytime, you get beeps. But everybody's talking about this reel. And so I went snooping around and it's, oh, it doesn't backlash, it doesn't do this, it doesn't do that, it's blah 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 blah, blah. Great. Anyway, I kind of called Fooey on it and went, no, there's no way. Dude sent me some. I checked it out the show. There's really no great place to really launch some bombs or anything. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you don't believe it? I'll send you some. Whatever, dude. We'll see. Hey, you know, you're halfway around the planet. So if somebody's actually going to follow through and send you something, you're quitting.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that a million times. Oh, let's send you a sample. Man, whatever. You know, if I got every, you know, freaking... I would ever have to buy split ring pliers, Jay. That's a dirty secret right there, by the way.
Okay, full inside intel.
A little jonesing around for, you know, hey, you got any of those in stainless steel? but anyway, well, it's always the Asian boost, and they'll never give you anything, right? It's like you get the European guys and the Americans at the end of a trade show. They just don't want to pack it up. The Chinese, they won't give you anything.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
Nah, for real. They're like, nah. Teasing. But long story short, dude sends the reel. I go, huh, looks legit. Take it on the boat and try to torture test it. So what the point of this reel is, it will not bird's nest. It will not backlash. And it actually works. And it does it. You'll hear in an interview we do here in a second. It does not use electronics. It doesn't restrict how far you can cast. It doesn't do any negative things to casting baits or working baits, which was like, whoa, right? So for me, I said, send me some more of these sons of guns and let me try them on the boat. So I've had them on the boat with clients, not a bird's nest. And I don't mean like, oh, we got one or we got this. It's not happening. Because the way that they did this, most people, he explains how kind of the thought process was. So anyway, long story short, talked to the dude. I was like, holy crap. Then I get stuff lined up and sort of the whole team tackles this. And we got these reels coming from Sweden to the shop. Now, here's what I'll give you my take, right? If you're a Tranks guy, you're a Tranks guy. If you're this guy, you're that guy. You know, I'm not saying, oh, you must go out and buy a reel. That's not the premise of this. But I think why this reel's super important, super, super, super important. If you got a wife, you got kids, you got buddies, right? Actually, if you're a muskie fisherman, you probably don't have any of those. I'm just realizing, Jay. Friends, wife, buddies, money. You just. But if imagine in a perfect world, you had those things, right? But that's I think where this thing excels. Of I'm taking people to like, and I get it quite often. Hey, I brought my buddy, and he's not a muskie guy, but you know, and it's always, oh, do you have spin cast? No.
You got to find the proper, presentation, the proper lure selection for to throw into the wind, throwing light lures into the wind, throwing bucktails into the wind. Nobody enjoys getting a backlash. Nobody likes backlash.
It's not the wind. It's not, to be honest, but you're right. The wind will get you, but I'm talking like when you've never used a bait caster, everything will get you. And I'm just like, literally take this thing, no hands, no finger on it. Throw whatever you want on it, and it doesn't backlash. So if you're guiding, check these out. If you got kids, a wife, friends, family, people you fish with that are not like crazy hardcore, check it out. Or if you have bird's nest problems. And I honestly think a lot of my older clients, I'm going to kind of talk to them and be like, hey, it might be time for you to check this out. You know what I'm saying? Because you get the – I hate to say this, but honest to God, I think a lot of us – maybe I'm facing mortality or trying to find a nice way to talk about mortality. But, you know, we all have the aging father or whomever in the boat where they used to be able to do it and now they're having problems. Right? This thing's monstrous for that. I'm just telling you. And don't go and like, do not, this is not like, oh, here's, No, it, you know, or if it just solves a problem. It really does. So I'm stoked about that. But check it out. We'll have some of them at the shop. They're really hard to get because they're, you hear them in the thing. They're like doing parts and everything's solid. They check out. They check out. I've tested them. Thumbs up approved. But everybody hates up the backlash. Stupid. Anyway, we'll gab at him real quick. This is Patrick from Sweet Low Reels.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
All right, guys. I have Patrick from Swift Low Reels. Patrick, how you doing, my man?
I'm very good, Stephen. And how are you?
I am good. How's the weather in Sweden?
It's gray, around 0 degrees Celsius. It's not very good, but it's getting there.
We can sense
springtime.
Well, you know, a lot of the listeners up north, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and definitely the Canadians, they know your pain, you know, heart. It's hard to cast. It's hard to cast when there's ice on everything.
Sure is.
But speaking of casting, we're super excited. Muskie Shop's gonna have these things. The Swivlo Genesis 1 reel. Obviously, before you were on the show here, I was talking this thing up, and I've had them in the boat now. As you know, I've torture tested these things. I've tried to do everything bad to the reel you've made, and it works flawlessly. And the biggest thing, no backlash. What? Tell me about this reel. How in the hell, like, how did you come up with this thing? It's amazing.
Yeah. So, wasn't my idea, unfortunately. This was something that my father came up with many years ago, already back in the early 80s. He was a watchmaker, mm-hmm. so very inclined in fine mechanics. But he just set his mind to solve the backlash problem. I know growing up, he stood at the beach casting with an Abu Ambassador 6500, I think. Mm-hmm. I didn't think much about that at the time, but afterwards I understood that was when he built prototypes and tested it. So it was put on the shelf. Nothing was done with this for more than 30 years. And then I asked him a few years ago that if it is as good as you say it is, we have to do something about it. It's too good to just sit on a shelf.
Right.
So we started the company together and developed CastGuard.
It's crazy. You know, I never even thought about it. You said about the booze. What is it with you guys and reels? It's like watches and fishing reels. Is it something?
Yeah. Abu Garcia. They made watches back in pre-World War II. Yeah, sure.
What, under what brand?
So they
I'm kind of a watch guy. Abu. Really?
I think they. I don't recall exactly the watches, but it was a watchmaking company. So they did watches. I think they also did something for caps, etc. But after World War II, they had to just adjust to a new reality, and then they started making fishing reels.
I'll be.
So we have the same. Cool. We have the same history.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Well, you look at it. Everybody does a little bit of everything. I've talked about on the podcast before. Shimano makes bicycle gears. You know, I mean, it's a gear company. So, but you know, you look at the watchmaking and all the engineering that's coming out of there. You guys are very progressive on that. You've taken the cast guard and made your own reel. And will you explain for somebody that has no clue what we're talking about? Explain what cast guard is. And how it works, or not how it, don't give that secret away, but explain what it does for the end user.
Sure. Yeah, I'll try. So it is a 100% mechanical solution. It is very simple in its design. It's just one moving part. It uses friction to reduce spool speed. But the major difference is how we attack the actual problem with line overrun, how we address the problem. Every other technology, they use the speed of the spool as a determination of do we reduce spool speed or not. Mm-hmm. It's solely speed. If it's a centrifugal brake, magnetic brake, or a digital brake, it's the speed of the spool. We reduce spool speed based on the deceleration of the spool.
Yeah.
And what that means is, as long as your bait is pulling the line, we do nothing. But as soon as it stops pulling the line, then we know now there's a risk for overrun. And then we reduce the spool speed.
Well, that's what you're doing. I didn't realize that, because that's what your thumb, you know, that's what you're supposed to do with your thumb, is when you lose that forward inertia. Yeah, I'll be.
Exactly. So that's why we also call it an automatic thumb, because it does exactly that.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no. So but the thing is, so you can focus on fishing and the reel will take care of everything else. So it doesn't matter if you cast the headwind, tailwind, you have to change the weight of the lure, the bait. There is nothing that you have to adjust on cast guard, because the only thing it cares about is if the bait is pulling the line or not. Nothing mm-hmm. else. Nothing else matters.
Yeah.
So that's also how we can handle a sudden wind gust 30 yards out. You won't be able to see that.
Right.
But cast guard will sense it and reduce pull speed. You don't have to use the thumb at the end of the cast, because at the end of the cast, the lure stops pulling the line, and then we know we should reduce the speed of the spool.
And to preface this, a lot of people don't realize, you and I actually met at a trade show in Europe, right?
Yep.
And everybody's huddled around Patrick here, and they're talking about these reels, and crusty old me, I've heard it all, right? I've heard this, you'll never get a backlash again. I'm like, And I think I kind of like, I catch Patrick behind, there's this digital screen, right? And I catch him behind the screen. I basically am like, does this actually work or not? If you remember that conversation, I was like, I'm hearing about it. What's going on? And because you've heard about like these other reels, and I've always heard it, it's like whatever. And as a guide, you know, every day on the water, I'm picking out bird's nests. So my ears were perked up. And then you send these things to me, and I'm like literally just making casts that no one should make, and it won't backlash. It's crazy because, literally I'm taking my hands off the reel completely. Like no thumb at all. And the thing stops itself. I've tried, Patrick, like literally putting the boat in gear and casting ahead of the boat. You know what I'm saying? So the boat's like literally the boat's going forward. I'm just throwing big baits and small baits. It's crazy how well it works. Explain this to me, because this was the mind boggling part for me. I don't have to adjust anything, because like we throw, obviously you guys have big pikes, so we're fishing big pike and we're fishing big muskie. So maybe I'm doing it wrong, but I don't adjust anything. When I change lures, the reel just kind of senses or knows what to do. So I'm not like changing anything on the reel, right? You don't have to make any changes, or you don't recommend any changes. You can just throw whatever you want on the reel and it's still going to do this.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. The only thing that you should do, and you do that once or every time you pull out the spool, just make sure that you have no leeway on the spool axle. That's the only thing you have to care about. Besides that, typically what you do, you adjust the spool tension based on the weight of the lure. You don't have to do that here. Just have free spool, and then cast guard will take care of everything.
It's nuts. But you got to realize, like guiding, I'm on the water every day here. And yeah. Every time it's either people that are new to throwing big lures or not comfortable with the bait casters, or windy conditions, right? And it's every time you want to make a change, you got to redial it in, especially with clients that are having problems with bird nests. Or like I said, if it's really windy, everybody gets them. You get backlash, you get overrun. That's the mind-boggling thing of like, you know, for us, we have a bait called a pounder, which weighs a pound. And for you, if you're not well-versed in American measuring, that's the same weight of seven small dwarves that we measure. Yeah. We measure things. Yeah. We measure things in horse hairs, dwarves, right? and how much corn could fit in your car? But anyway, you got the pounder, and then you can take and throw on like a small MEPS stuff that you guys are familiar with, like these small inline spinners, which is mind boggling.
Yeah,
it's crazy, dude. Like, I know people listening to this too are gonna be like, "Oh, I've heard." That's the way I felt about this. And Patrick can attest. I was kind of like, "Yeah, right, buddy." And he's like, "Let me send you a reel." I was like, "Yeah, whatever." And he sent it, and you were right, and I was wrong. You were right, and it's crazy. Especially when people are looking at reels, the overall strength and durability of the reel. I've had no problems with it, but you built the thing. Talk to him about like the overall reel, like the gear outside of the cast guard and the non backlash. What like the actual reel? I mean, it's pretty dang beefed up, isn't it?
So we just to give you an idea of how we do this, and this is not a secret, we manufacture cast guard in Sweden. We do that locally with the manufacturing plants. The reel itself, it's sourced from China, mm-hmm. like most reels. We've selected a well-known manufacturer of reels. We picked one of their reels, and then we just decided to make that reel as good as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. In terms of material choices, ball bearings, gears, etc.
Yeah.
So we was proposed a typical plastic reel, fiberglass reinforced plastic. We went with a carbon fiber reinforced plastic reel instead. Mm-hmm. It's weight, durability, and ratio that we wanted to achieve. But we just tried to bring out a reel that wasn't super expensive, mm-hmm. because if we look at the cast guard technology, that's pretty expensive to manufacture. And we have a low margin now in the beginning, that we will get a better margin on cast guard. That shouldn't hit the consumer. Mm-hmm. We take that cost initially until we have everything up and running, and we are there right now. Mm-hmm. So instead of bringing out a reel that would cost, I don't know, $600-$800, we decided to go with a mid high range cost of a reel. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, we just adjusted the material choices of the reel just to make sure that this is going to be a workhorse.
Yeah.
Cast guard makes the reel very versatile. As you mentioned, you can lightweight lures, heavyweight lures, you can use it in any condition. Then just also we tried to make sure that the reel also was a workhorse. You should be able to use it. So that's how we did. Yeah. But it comes in two gear ratios, 6.3 and 8.1. It has an oversized handle, so you get a large crank power. Got a large... now I'm trying to find the word in English, line guide as well. So you have mm-hmm. less friction, even though friction isn't really an issue for us. No. We don't care much about what other reels care about. Right. I mean, you optimize the reel, you have as little friction as possible in all ball bearings and the line guide, etc. But for us, hey, cast guard will handle that.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. You can throw on a cheap, thick braided line, and it will manage that perfectly.
Mm-hmm. What's cool is something. I think the biggest thing every time I've seen somebody talk about preventing backlash in the past is everything that's done slow it shortens your casting distance, right? Like crank this down, do that. That's the amazing thing is like, I never even realized you're not addressing this. You're addressing it when it slows down, which means you don't lose distance.
No. And I mean, we've done some sacrifices in terms of our technology. Just keep in mind, this is version one of cast guard.
Uh-huh.
We're just in the beginning of the evolution of the technology. So and me as the founder of the company, I'm not the engineer, even though I've co-developed it and have patents, etc. But my focus is to bring out the products to market. And if I talk to my engineers, the product is never going to be ready because it can always be improved. So we made a decision when you could cast as far as you could do with a normal bait caster, normal tuned bait caster, then it was good enough for us. Then we were done. So there are huge improvements that we can do and we are working on in CastGuard. But we just decided then it's good enough.
Oh, it's
cast as long as you can do with any other reel.
What else you don't do you get want? About. That's the thing. What else do you want? I can't.
But again, we had to do some trade-offs. But as an angler, you won't notice that.
Oh, yeah.
We know that there are trade-offs.
Well, unless you can make us cast further, it's not lacking anything. I mean, that's the deal, because it's cool that you did it through mechanical means. Because I've seen this stuff over the years where, oh, you got to plug your reel in, or it's a microprocessor. I think that's there's nothing to maintain, right? You don't have to do any, like, there's no maintenance other than just normal reel maintenance.
Yep, exactly. So CastGuard itself is maintenance free. It is also going to be possible to replace CastGuard once it's worn, because keep in mind it's a friction break. If you use it very, very often, it will eventually wear. We've done initial testing and you should expect 20, 30, 40,000 casts before you can notice a slight change in brake force. It will react just as quick, but it's the brake force that will be a little bit reduced. But I mean, that's for most anglers, that's a lifetime.
Yeah.
If you're a guide like you, I mean, then what you do, you just, when it's worn out, you replace it with a new CastGuard assembly, and then you have a new reel.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've not seen it, and that, you know, I'm kind of been torture testing the thing, and it's crazy. You know, the big thing for me with the anti backlash, and you're talking about the frictional brake. I'm throwing these reels, and you know, I'm not gonna. Let me put it this way: I'm always gonna have my thumb on the spool. I'm a trained monkey, right?
So
it doesn't matter to me, but those occasional, like, you get a little wind knot or you're not paying attention, those are gone, you know. So I think it's cool for me, because like, until I was throwing your reel, I didn't notice, and then I was like, okay, well, let me just pick up my other reel, and I was like, oh, you know, here I get two little backlashes or something. It was crazy, because you don't notice that you actually get, you know, it happens more often than you think. And then with your reel, it's just like a complete afterthought. It was nuts. And it, you know, it changed my deal on the water, because if you can imagine, I have, let's say you got like three anglers in the boat, two of them are really good, but they brought their friend that's really not good with a bait caster, right? Which is a, most of my days were spent babysitting the guy picking out bird's nests. You can't catch fish when you got a bird's nest, you're either snagged or you got a bird's nest or something's a problem all day long. You're not going to be able to catch fish. You're just not. You can't fish. And guiding, I've literally gone like, okay, I got this guy's reel fixed. Then I run back. Okay, now this guy's got a problem. And so that's not allowing me to do my thing. It's so funny now. Like, it's not the lack of bird's nests that I've noticed. It's the focus. Like, in the boat now, it's like taking away one more thing, right? I've taken away something that's an interruption to the whole process of catching fish. And that's the benefit for me of going, it's not like, oh my goodness, every day I'm getting the world's worst backlash bird's nest that's just horrible to pick out. No, it's just like one more thing where, okay, I got to stop the boat and I got to work on this. It's just that one. And you know, heck, you're in business. It's amazing how taking one annoyance out of what you got to deal with changes things. It just streamlines everything. And that's what I noticed, which is cool. So, you know, it made my life easier. Yeah. Now, the thing is this, you've got the Genesis one, right? Muskie Shop's going to have those. Those are like the pike muskie size, which is, do you call it a 300 size? What's your size?
Yeah, we call it 300 size. It's probably, since there's no real standard in size and reels, 300 plus.
350. I call it a 300. Yeah. It's like, because if you take, a lot of people are familiar with like, definitely muskie fishing, they're familiar with like a Shimano Tranks, right? There. It lives somewhere between like a Tranks 300 and a 400. It's not like, because Patrick, have you ever seen a Daiwa or a Tranks 500? Have you ever seen one of these things? They're huge. It's ridiculous, you know? So like everything's not incremental. Like if it's a 300 to a 400, no, it'll go from like a 400 where the thing like is might triple in size, but I mean, just for like, yeah, it's kind of right there in that sweet spot size wise. I think that's perfect. But you've got some bass stuff as well, like some smaller reels, right? Like what the Drakens and what's going on with the bass size reels?
Yeah, so we have the Draken one. It's a bass reel. It's a 100 plus size reel. Mm-hmm. 7.3 gear ratio with the same cast guard inside. So you get the exact same functionality as you do with Genesis, but it's a reel made for bass size fish, but it's also very versatile. So you can use from, I think anything from, I'm going to say this in grams because I don't know it in ounces in head. Mm-hmm. So 5 grams and up to 40, 50, 60 grams on Draken. So you can use it, and we have a lot of customers using it for pike.
Yeah, it's plenty big.
It is not a humongous pike that you catch. You can use it. It's got a 15-pound drag brake on it, so it should be able to catch some pretty big fish.
Yeah, what's the drag system on the muskie size reel here on the Genesis one? What's the max on it?
26 pounds, yeah. So it's quite big.
Yeah, that's right there in the sweet spot. Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a carbon fiber drag brake.
Yeah,
it's on both reels.
Well, and that's a cool thing. I mean, aside from I've not gotten bird's nest with them, but I actually have caught fish with them, which is cool. And they it performs like every high quality reel when you're fighting fish, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? So you got the whole kit and caboodle there. Yeah. The drag is smooth, and I didn't know it was carbon fiber, which is, you know, you definitely, that's an upgrade for most people to have a carbon fiber drag. And yeah, when drag is pulled, it's a smooth pull is what you're looking for. So awesome, man. Yeah. Well, Patrick, we're excited. These are going to be at the Muskie Shop really shortly, and people can check them out. And what if people want to get really, really crazy nerdy and read the specs, your website is swivlo.com, correct? Is that correct?
That is correct, yep.
There you go. And folks, check it out. But we're going to have them at the Muskie Shop. There's going to be a little video of these coming out here very shortly to kind of demo it. And the problem, Patrick, I'm finding is nobody's going to believe it even in the video. You know, it's just like,
and that's what we've seen since day one. It's very difficult to believe. They say this is impossible, and also then what they say, why would you be able to solve the problem when nobody else has?
When we had the big mega corp couldn't do it. I know. Yeah. Now that's literally it. When I first met you, I kind of, okay, yeah, I've heard this shit before. You know, not from you, but just like we, as fishermen, you did it. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and I think the reason was my father wasn't an angler. He was a problem solver. So he looked at this from a different perspective.
Absolutely.
So he didn't try to make something existing better. He tried to do something completely new.
Yeah.
And he managed to do that. So and that is what we see currently on other reels, is that they try, and some they do a pretty good job. They try to do an existing technology a little bit better. We think that If you do things based on speed, so like a centrifugal brake, etc., they are addressing the symptom of the problem, which is speed. We are addressing the root cause of the problem, which is decrease in speed.
Yeah. And absolutely.
So that is, in principle, two different types of technologies.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's always interesting. You know, pretty much every industry, at some point, revolutionary changes are made when you put outside eyes on a problem. You know, it's always that person with a fresh perspective, which is huge because, you know, you get tied into, I mean, like you said, the centrifugal braking system. Yeah, they've been doing this. They've been doing the same. They've been tweaking the same solution for 30 years, which is not fixing the problem. That's crazy. When you say it like that, it's so true. And it's interesting. Well, awesome. Well, I appreciate you being on the show. Guys, check out the reels. They're going to be at the Muskie Shop here, and it's mind-boggling that you did this. But congratulations, Patrick, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you having me.
Well, Jay, what do you think? From Sweden with love. So pretty cool stuff, engineering that deal there.
Yeah, Swedish watchmaking family. The cool thing about this thing is there's no digital gizmo, you know? Yeah. There's no computer on there to go wrong or fail. This is truly remarkably well put together, well thought out product. I'm very excited about it. I really am.
Yeah, it's cool. So anyway, guys, we will get back to full tilt Q&A madness and all kinds of stuff next week. We've been just slammed. Thank you again if you have made it to Magnus Madness. Let me know what you think when you get them. I'm digging that. I've got some emails already and stuff, but let me know and we'll get the Q&A boiling next week. I think Jay will have. If you want to see that reel, do we say when those come out? It's like what?
A week from today. So it'll be Tuesday. Tuesday the 18th. Yeah, they'll go on sale at the Muskie Shop.
And there will be a video coming out. I think when we get the video done, it'll be that day to demo it, correct? So
right around there.
Right around awesome. Then, boys. Boy, hey, you wonder why the podcast, we got everything to do right now. Because you turn your, I got my to-do list is so bad, I could go down the rabbit hole. Anyway, all right, guys, we'll get with you on Sunday, just a couple days here, and get full tilt. Jay Bird say good afternoon.
Thanks for listening in the sunshine.
Later.
Bye-bye now.
What's the matter with the baits I'm throwing? I don't care if they're black or white. Somebody said buy them new show colors, but I think they're a waste of time. They've been saying at the shows lately, buddy, you can't catch muskies unless you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new show colors, but they're still bullshit to me.